All right, good morning. I'm going to tell you a story about Sylvester. Sylvester was a rabbit. Sylvester was a beautiful rabbit with silvery fur. It's called a blue chinchilla, and it has black on the tips of the fur, and he was big. He was a beautiful rabbit. And on the other side of the block from Sylvester lived Pete the dog. Now, we didn't know much about Pete the dog. We didn't even know what his name was, but we called him Pete the dog. Pete the dog was a big German short-haired pointer, and he was gray, and he had spots, and he was a friendly dog, but every once in a while, we saw Pete's owner, and Pete's owner drove a big pickup truck, a big old pickup truck, and right in the back of the pickup truck where the window is was a big rifle, and he used to call Pete the dog every once in a while, and Pete would get in the truck, and they'd take him hunting, so Pete was a hunting dog. But we weren't really afraid of Pete, even though he was big, because he was really friendly. One day, we were out front and all talking and playing and laughing, and all of a sudden, Pete the dog started coming, and we all panicked. Why did we panic? Normally, we like to see Pete the dog, but this time, why do you think we panicked? I panicked especially because I was holding Sylvester the rabbit, and dogs and rabbits are not a good combination. Usually the rabbit doesn't survive with the dog. In fact, dogs can kill rabbits even if they don't intend to kill them. It happens so fast. And dogs can even kill a rabbit without even touching it. How does that happen? Does that seem impossible? How can they do that? That's right. Yeah, it just gets scared to death, and its heart stops, and the dog didn't even touch it. So we were really scared, and Pete came up, and the rabbit was also scared, because they can sense that there's a dog around. And Sylvester jumped out of my arms and started running, and Pete started chasing it. And we thought, oh no, this is not good. Pete the hunting dog is after our rabbit. And Sylvester ran to the front door, which usually opens, but it was closed, and no one was there to open it, and he was trapped. So then Sylvester ran around to the back gate, which usually opened too, and that was closed, and he was trapped. So you know what he did next? He went on the lawn, and he did what, you know what a zigzag is?
Yeah.
You go back and forth and back and forth, and he went back and forth on the lawn, and he drew all these circles, and then there was an ivy that separated our house from the neighbor's house, and he went like this, and then he jumped all the way over the ivy, ran down the block, and turned the corner out of sight. And what happened to Pete the dog? What do you think happened to him?
He probably ran out of the lawn and couldn't tell which way the rabbit went.
Yeah, he couldn't tell which way. He was following the scent. And he was following all the zigzags, which all kind of went into each other. And he never saw that the rabbit jumped. And I ran down the block, and my dad and my sister got in the car, and they came and followed. You know where we found Sylvester? He was on the other side of the wall from his hutch in the alley. We never took him in the alley. I never took him around the block, but I never took him in the alley. But he was in the alley, and there was a brick wall, and his hutch was on the other side of the wall, and he was sitting right there. He was exhausted, and so he survived. So Sylvester survived Pete the dog. Why did he survive? How did he survive? How did he know how to do that?
Because he jumped so fast.
Yeah, God told him, the rabbits, how to escape from the dogs so that they wouldn't get hurt, because God didn't intend for the dogs to hurt the bunnies. In fact, it says in the Bible that the wolf is going to live with the lamb, and the leopard is going to lie down with the baby goats. And you know what? Even the young cows are going to be with the lions. And you know what? What's going to happen to the lions in God's kingdom? Because they need to kill to eat. What about all the animals that have to kill to eat? What's going to happen to them? Are they going to starve to death? What's going to happen? It says that they're going to eat. It says the lion shall eat straw like the ox. So they're going to eat the same food. You know what it says? They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. That is a beautiful thought. Why don't we say that together, okay? Repeat after me, okay? They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. Okay, I want you to think about that, okay? Because there's a lot of violence and things around us. I want you to just keep that thought. It'll make you happy, okay? All right, let's bow our heads and say a prayer. Dearest Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for keeping the animals safe and for making a beautiful place in your kingdom that's awaiting us. Help us to prepare for that kingdom and to keep it into our minds. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, come get your baskets.
Oh, look at this.